Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
What's going on, everyone? Joe DeCameron, John Rich. It is 94 WIP. Great to be with you, off and rolling on this Wednesday morning. Well, what a week. There is a lot going on in Philly sports. Obviously, the A.J. Brown topic has dominated conversation. Though we do have a 4-0 football team. They get ready for the Broncos on Sunday. Practice will kick up today. We'll see what A.J. says if he does talk to the assembled media today. So we'll be all ears for that. Baseball playoffs, a lot going on yesterday. We'll have day two today, and obviously the Phil start on Saturday when Rob Thompson hands that ball to Christopher Sanchez. Speaking of Rob Thompson, he'll be on the program today at 8 o'clock. We look forward to hearing from Topper at 8 o'clock. Phil's going to play an intra-squad game today. There's over 25,000 that have already bought tickets for that. That's really awesome by a lot of fans and by the Phillies opening that thing up to the public. So a lot to do. All of it with you on the phone lines, 215-592-9494. Rich.
Hello, Joe.
Hello there, Jenny.
Barn owls get divorced.
Odd. I don't buy it. I don't.
How do they know legally situation, right?
How do they know any of it? They got married, they got divorced.
Well, we know.
Was there
that
a justice of the peace?
Come pair on. Off as a species to mate. And normally they mate for life, but research has found 25% of barn owls end up in divorce. And it seems to be spurred by the young male who ends up keeping the nest and booting the female.
Yeah,
and this
is
after
nice.
A failed attempt at breeding.
Yeah. That's just called being a college student. You just move on to the next one.
Minus the children part, right? Yeah. Minus the nest of eggs part. Yeah.
I'm just kidding, everybody. All right, good morning to you. Hope you're having a good start to your day. So four teams yesterday in baseball had a bad end of their day. Holy mackerel. You know, three things really stood out to me yesterday with the baseball playoffs. We're going to get to the Eagles.
The Reds were real bad.
Yeah. So we're going to get to the Eagles.
The Dodgers were real good, one or the other.
But three things really stood out with the baseball playoffs. And all of this under the umbrella of this is going to get really real, really soon for the Phillies. And for us as fans, obviously. Three things hit me. One, three of the four games super low scoring. You know, you get the best pitchers pitching. And so what does that mean? It means, man, when you get that opportunity, you're not going to get a ton to get good pitches to hit. The Treys and the Schwarbers and the Harpers and the Stotts and the Bohms and the JTs, they better be ready to rock and roll. Because three of the four games are really low scoring. So that's number one. And that's not unusual. Playoff baseball often has low scoring games with great pitchers pitching. Number two, it can end fast. It's not over for anyone that played yesterday. But four teams wake up today facing elimination today. It can end fast.
And managers' decisions.
Well, for sure, Rhea. And that puts a shudder through my mind as a Phillies fan. And three, the Dodgers look really strong and really scary. And if you miss it, and it was late last night, they clobbered the Reds. It was kind of over on the early side, if you will. I mean, they were up
8-0 right?
At one point. Yeah.
Also, we didn't really talk about it much, but the Dodgers won 15-20 heading into the playoffs.
James, I will repeat. The Dodgers look really good. And the Dodgers look really scary.
Yeah,
they were
big
fabulous.
Time.
Yeah. So today, let's go Reds.
He led off, and it reminded me of a Schwarbaum to lead it off. Yeah. The way that spikes our adrenaline and our blood pressure and everything else, and the team is off to such a great start.
Totally.
I think Ohtani has that same effect.
Yeah, he's a big-time player, man.
And then you think, James?
But I mean, in terms of the playoffs.
Yeah,
like, this is his second
game.
Time. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Like, well, he's a heartbeat slow guy on top of being the best player we've ever seen.
This is where, he's not the best player I've ever seen. That's Barry Bonds.
He is easily the best player we've ever seen.
Settle down.
Without a doubt.
Right.
The guy had a 2.87 ERA this year. What are we talking about?
Relax.
He's the best player we've ever seen.
Relax.
I love Barry Bonds. Best hitter I've ever seen.
Right.
Ohtani's the best player I've ever seen.
All right.
Barry Bonds made made me watch baseball back in the day that I was only watching bulked up. But I was only watching football, and I was watching tapes, you know, like the tapes to get ready to play.
Yeah.
Barry Bonds made everything stop.
It was unbelievable.
That amazing. The world was his oyster.
All right, let's not talk about Bonds. Let's talk about the Eagles. So the bottom line is the whole Phillies thing's on the table. There was a lot in baseball with the playoffs yesterday, and it is really exciting with the Phils, but it does get scary quick. And I think the Dodgers' success is a reminder of how, you know, it's going to be a challenge next round. Let's put it that way. All right, 215-592-9494. Let's get to the Eagles. So AJ has been the dominant topic. We should not lose sight of the fact we got a 4-0 football team. We also have not lost sight of the fact, because it's come up a couple times on the show, that and around town, that there are elements of this team this year that remind us a lot of last year's team. There are elements of this year's team that, you know, going on through four games that remind us a lot of the 2023 Eagles. And obviously the 23 Eagles and the 24 Eagles by December, January, February had unbelievably divergent outcomes. One team in all-time collapse, one team in all-time surge in a title. And I ask you today at 215-592-9494, how you kind of size it up, this year's team as it relates to trends that are similar to 23, this year's team as it relates to trends that are similar to 24, and what it all means to you as you have, you know, we all have the early assessment 1 month into the Eagle season. I mean, John, here's the list I have that are similar to 23. Winning tight games, getting, I'll use the term, very lucky. I mean, CeeDee Lamb dropped balls. Travis Kelce dropped balls. Like, there was a lot of, and there was a ton of luck in 23 when the Eagles were winning games with luck.
Oh, don't give me that. Chance favors the prepared mind.
And then there's the being outgained
thing. You make your own luck.
And then there's the being outgained in yards thing, which this team has been outgained in all four games. Pretty dramatically, by the way, when you add them all up. I mean, the Eagles, if you take away the punt where the punter runs into the end zone, you know, for a touchback or a safety, Eagles have been outgained by 298 yards in four games. That was very reminiscent of 2 years ago. Very. But, you know, last year's team also won in similar odd fashion and had a shaky start, 2-2. This one's 4-0, but it felt ugly. And they found a way to bring it all together, and away they go. John, make some sense of this for me. How do you size it up?
Well, remember we were supposed to have learned that that was the warm-up. That was the preseason. The first four games are technically, we're supposed to, in our minds, envision the old preseason.
Yeah, so I don't,
and now
as much
we're
as you
moving
do.
Moving past.
You know, the other team comes in clunky
team,
also.
Yeah.
Right.
And that's because they treated it like preseason, too.
That's my point, yeah.
So I guess that's the NFL now, and I'm supposed to expect and accept that the team is completely ready to go, and they're going to hit the ground running. And I see them improve every week. I do believe that's what they will do.
Yeah.
I do. When I watch this team, and when I watch this defense, especially,
yep.
Holy cow,
yep.
It's exciting what they will be able to do this year in terms of confusing offenses. If they so choose, with some, you know, mixing it up and blitzes and disguise and jockeying safeties and trying to trick a quarterback's eyes, they'll be able to do that where once, you know, last year, I didn't think that they really had that capability, but they were too young, they were too inexperienced, and now you're young but experienced. You're talented and young. I couldn't believe Vic Fangio in his press conference yesterday said some things that, I mean, just very matter-of-factly that made me realize how much they value both Quinion and he said that was Quinion's best game an Eagle.
Yeah, it might have been. He was awesome.
He said basically with Cooper DeJean something like we're really excited to have him or something like that, or we really value Cooper DeJean, which I thought the way that he said whatever it was mind-blowing to me. Holy cow, Vic Fangio is really high on Cooper DeJean.
So it sounds like you're saying the 2023 thing does not worry you. The Vic Fangio wasn't here. The Cooper DeGene wasn't here. The Quinyon Mitchell wasn't
exactly.
here.
Exactly.
Is that sort of the heart of what you're saying?
This is a different team, and it's a slow build. And the build, when it's done, this defense will be better than that defense was last
year.
They're already so far ahead of schedule.
I'll be shocked if that happens.
Oh, well. Trust me, the way that they tackled, the way that they, man, they really, they're so far ahead of schedule, they're going to be able to juice it up and mix it up and make all sorts of unique things happen with that defense. And the offensive side of things, I know they'll sort the running game out. I know right now our offensive line is beat up,
yeah,
and that must be a big part of the problem. When you look at yards before contact.
Yep.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Last year, that number was unbelievable for in terms of like in the Eagles' favor. It was something like he wasn't getting touched until he was 2 yards downfield,
yep,
or you know 1.5 yards downfield. I'm sure it's nothing like that this year. That needs to be fixed, and that will be fixed when the O-line gets healthier. I trust in that.
So I'm curious with everyone, as you listen to our program today at 215-592-9494, if the 2023 thing has rattled through your mind, it certainly has with me. Again, because the Eagles often win ugly, and they often, or at least sometimes, win lucky. It was lucky that Travis Kelce dropped the ball. Come on. I mean, it was. It is going through my mind. I don't think that there's going to be an all-time precipitous, crazy fall-off-a-cliff collapse like 2 years ago. I really don't. I mean, we might not have another 50 years before something like that happens. But what I do think is that the Eagles have demonstrated this year that they're playing with some fire. With the offensive inefficiency, with, you know, close games. Now, God, give them credit. I mean, they have this unfreaking believable propensity to gut it out, to survive in advance, to find a way, whatever phrase you want to use. I mean, they specialize in that. And they specialized it in last year, and they specialized it in 23 until they didn't. And I'm curious at 215-592-9494, how you size this squad up as it relates to last year, as it relates to 23. If I had to just call it right from the start, I'll tell you this. I think it's going to be much more in the middle than, like, do I think the Eagles defense is going to be one of the 5 best this century? No. But I will tell you, as last year's was, but I will tell you this, John. You were right that the defense could still be really good. I'm really impressed. But I am also very frustrated with the offense. I mean, look, we're going to be all ears to hear what AJ says today. But the fact that this offense is as inefficient as it is ridiculous given the personnel. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
So, look, we'll
agree with that.
We'll take your calls at 215-592-9494. I mean, it is a three-way tale to tape. 23, 24, 25. Where does this one go as you sense it based on what has happened so far, not only this year, but the prior 2 years as well? Look, 215-592-9494. You can weigh in on the Phillies thing. Rob Thompson at 8 o'clock. We got some stats to tell you about related to the past couple years. A lot of good stuff. AJ, what's he going to say? Seriously, What do you think A.J. Brown will say if he talks to the assembled media today? How do you think he'll handle it? We'll get into that. Your chance to win John Legend tickets. We'll tell you about that next. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie. We got Devin. We got Seltzer. We got Ray. Just off and rolling on 94 WIP.
After years of wear and tear, you finally made a decision that it is time for a knee, hip, or shoulder replacement. You've got a doctor. You got a date set. Well, the team at NovaCare Rehabilitation is here for you because what you might not be aware of is attending physical therapy before your replacement surgery can significantly help your recovery and movement post-surgery. Then once you've got your knee replacement, here's the best part. You already know, you already trust NovaCare's physical therapists to help you fully heal because they are experts in balance, gait training, and pain management because you've got very unique needs with your joint replacement. NovaCare's team, they're going to develop an individualized treatment plan. It's going to get you feeling strong and back to the things you love to do. Not a decision that you came to lightly, so rely on the physical therapy provider you know and you trust. Choose NovaCare to get back to work, sports, and life. To learn more about the benefits of physical therapy before and after your joint replacement surgery, or to schedule an appointment at one of their 150 convenient locations, go to NovaCare.com. NovaCare, the power of physical therapy.
All right, good morning to you. How do you size up this squad compared to the last two? So we have tickets to give away today. They are not Elton John. That would be pretty cool. But John Legend tickets, pretty freaking cool also. And he looks like what Hall of Fame baseball player?
Ozzie Smith.
Ozzie Smith. Well done, James. All right, so Legend tickets. We'll get to that shortly. Phone calls on the Eagles, the Phils. Unbelievable factory about the crowd yesterday as it relates to today.
And it's unbelievable. That stadium out there seats nearly 35,000.
Yeah, that's disgraceful.
It really is.
It's disgraceful. I mean, my God.
The Phillies were only going to do the lower bowl, but so many people were buying tickets. They're like, all right, we're just going to open
it's awesome.
It up.
That's awesome. And James and Fritz will be on the call here on WIP, which will be great. Devin, to what extent do you worry about 23 when you think of this football team and what we're seeing now and what we've seen the last 2 years?
I mean, I think it's a, I don't want to say a logical, but I guess rational, you know, thought to compare to 2023. Because we saw how, you know, that season started. They were 10-1 and then obviously imploded. I think what John was saying, you know, in the first segment, I agree with the defense. Yeah. The issue with that team, the 23 team, was the defense was essentially non-existent, especially the pass defense. And that didn't help out the offense, which had somewhat similar struggles in 2023. But it was kind of just nothing going. When it comes to the A.J. Brown situation, you know, whatever the issue is, whether it's with, you know, one specific person, a group of people, the way the offense in general is run, I just hope that they are able to figure that out and put it to bed. Like, and maybe they have already.
I doubt that.
Quickly.
I doubt it.
I don't want it to become a lingering thing. Because I think that's also what happened in 2023. Even like you look back at the final season with Carson Wentz, you know, we heard about fracturing in the locker room and drama. Like, you just don't want any of that stuff.
Yeah.
To affect it, and that's where you worry, and I think that's why so many Eagles fans are kind of like have our antennas up. And
yeah, little on edge.
Yeah,
little, like not totally on edge, but a little on edge. James, how do you think AJ handles it today?
I think he will say the right things for the most part today. I think, you know, he's usually, when he talks after things like this have happened, yeah, have calmed things down a bit.
Mm-hmm.
But to your point, like, I don't think this is just he's going to talk and everything's fine and we move forward and they throw him the ball. Like, I think there's underlying stuff here. I mean, this keeps happening. This is a pattern. We've got a pattern of this.
Well,
we
do. And I don't think the Eagles will or should change dramatically the way they conduct offense. I listen, I might tell you in 4 or 5 weeks that this thing shouldn't run through the ground game if I see more of Saquon struggling and say, okay, now they really have to do something totally different. But going into Sunday, do I think they should be primarily a ground team, that's where it starts and the passing game plays off of that? I do. I think it would be foolish to run from that, particularly because they keep winning and particularly because I think it suits Jalen's game the best. So, you know, the reality is that I don't expect Sirianni or Hurts to change their basic strategy, which means that AJ's frustration, in my opinion, is likely to only grow. I mean, I don't think they're going to come out here and say, all right, you know, scrap all that stuff that we've won 7,000 games with the last couple of years and let's try something different. So I think AJ is going to have to either find a way to deal with it, or he may want to choose to move on, which would be a shame because nobody wants that.
Like,
deal with not getting the ball as much as he wants. Well, that's the main thing.
Okay.
Not get the ball as much
as
he wants.
Let's go back to week three of 2023 after AJ complained in week two on the sideline, got in a little tiff with his quarterback. Everyone paid attention.
Yeah, and he got on a heater.
The following week, 9 catches for 131 yards. The week after that, 9 catches for 175 yards. This is the same quarterback and the same receiver. The week after that, 6 catches for 127 yards, 8 targets. The week after that, 9 targets for 7 catches and 131 yards. The week after that, 15 targets for 10 catches, 137 yards.
Yeah.
The week after that, 8 targets, 8 catches, caught every single one of them. Wow, they're really on the same page now, 130 yards in that one.
Yeah.
Hmm.
They can easily rebound right now and look like that for the next 2 months.
Well, let's see where everyone is at on that topic and the big picture of the team as it relates to the last couple of years, because there are striking similarities to both of the last 2 years. I totally agree with John. This defense and Devin, this defense, though, does look way better than the 23 defense became. I don't know. It's just, it's they present
this defense
funky.
Defense is going to be unbelievable.
As it, yeah.
Well, see, I don't know if I'm willing to go there, because I think I want to see more from the pass rush and like the guys up front.
I agree with that. We need more pass rush.
I agree with that.
We will add. I am convinced we will add. It's just a matter of time. Well, find the right guy.
I wish they hadn't traded 2 draft picks for a third or fourth string running back at best.
Bigsby.
Why did they trade two first round running back? I guess you can say, well, it's really a kick returner, but come on.
I don't get that one.
All right, let's go to Wade kicking us off. Wade, good morning.
Hey, what's up, y'all?
Hey, buddy.
Good morning.
Hi, Wade.
Hey, what's up? I'll be locked in. I'll be listening. The conversation has all been the same for like the last 3 years. But since we went to the Super Bowl and lost to the Chiefs in 2022, we had the same coordinators, right? The defense, the offense, and we lost them. See, these last 3 years, every year we've been having a new offensive coordinator. So
yeah, it's a
our
problem.
Offense is rusty.
It sets us back. There's no question that sets us back.
Right. So listen, all these 3 years has been the same. He's been late, or like the offense ain't been right, or he ain't been throwing the ball. Because he want to be a perfectionist. His dad was a coach and raised him, so I'm pretty sure when he made him apple dust soup, he probably spelled out no turnovers in the soup. And it's tell him all day, no turnovers.
Well, Wade, he's also got real life experience that has compounded this.
Yes.
Like, when he doesn't turn the ball over, he wins games.
Yeah.
Like, in the Super Bowl, you know?
And Wade, I would also argue that a lot of it probably comes from Saban. Because know this about a Nick Saban team. I don't care what team it was over these last 15, 20 years. Nick Saban teams almost always entered a game with more talent than the other team. I mean, just facts. And so Saban, I guarantee you, was in Hurts' ear. Listen, Jalen, we have talent everywhere. Don't turn it over, and we're going to win. And I think that probably set in motion the conservative nature as well.
Yo, listen to this. On the other hand, you going by a Saban thing. Listen. Saban never started a freshman quarterback. Jalen Hurts is the first freshman quarterback to start. You know why he started? Because he don't turn the ball over. That's why he started. That is what his specialty is. Don't turn the ball over. He made Saban so comfortable with his offense and to run the game that he's not going to put his offense and put his team in predicaments. It's like you said, he got enough talent to win every game.
And the Eagles are kind of like that. The Eagles walk out there, it almost feels like an all-star team.
But listen, the way the offense go and everything, he's not locked in, so he's not going to release the ball. And AJ tried mad because he's like, yo, dog, come on, man, give me the ball. Let me make plays. But he like, Jalen been coached so much not to turn it over. And then when he was turning it over, we was losing. And now he's not turning over. We winning like he usually do. So he's like, okay, this is the winning game. This is the way we do it. So let's just do it like this. And then he's not comfortable because he's still learning and everything, and he's scared to let it go, you know, to let the ball go, late releases and read in the office. You got to get it down pat. Like, we got to learn. He got to learn. Like, he got three. This is a new offensive coordinator, new terminology. The defense clicking it better than what we expect because we got the same coordinator there to teach the same stuff. What he like? He got to get it down pat and let him learn it and get it under where he's comfortable, where he out there and he can just snap and let it go. But until it get like, and then that comes in through the season like it did every year besides with Brian Johnson because he was running them bullcrap plays. But then we did it with the dude that went down to the Saints. He won the Super Bowl. Now, hopefully, this offensive coordinator can get it right and we can get comfortable and get back the road.
Well, we'll see. But wait, I will. And wait, good call. Really good call. I will say this about last year, and I said it a million times in the offseason. I think a lot of people got hung up with how, and I don't mean hung up in a bad way, hung up in a good way, with how the Eagles finished offensively last year. Passing game. Last 2 years.
Pretty good.
Yeah, it's spectacular. Yeah. But let's not forget the 4 months that preceded it. I mean, it was not...
Well, they couldn't score in the first quarter or first halves. I mean,
all
was,
that stuff.
It was painful.
It was very painful. Now, the running game was exceptional, but the passing game for the bulk of last season was not. It wasn't even close.
Have they scored on every first drive this year? They've scored on a bunch.
Well, Dallas for sure.
Dallas for sure. They scored off the turnover in the Rams game. They scored on the first drive this last game against Tampa. Did they score on the first drive against KC? Is the only one I can't remember. But they've been much better at that this year.
They have been. Mm-hmm. They have been, for sure. 215-592-9494. How you can win the John Legend tickets. We'll tell you that coming up next. Plus, Sheil Kapadia, his film breakdown. We've been hearing a lot of people say, AJ's just not getting open. Does Sheil agree with that? Sheil's assessment of the openness of A.J. Brown, how Jalen's playing. Obviously, we'll talk some defense as well. We'll do a ton with Sheil, your phone calls as well, on 94WIP.
You know, I love the crisp October air, but not when it's coming through my old drafty windows. You feel that little chill, and you can almost hear your heating bill getting ready to skyrocket. It is the worst.
That's when you call Window Nation and put an end to those drafts for good. I'm so happy that we did this at my house for my kids' bedrooms. Plus, Window Nation was just ranked number one by Forbes, and their installation crews can replace your windows in one day or less. And right now, their October sale is huge. Buy two windows, and you'll get two more completely free.
Buy two, get two free with one-day installation. That's already incredible, but here's what's really going to get you. Financing. You can make no payments for 2 years. That means no money down, no monthly payments, no interest until 2027. That is a huge relief with the holidays right around the corner.
This offer ends October 31st, so schedule your fast free estimate right now. Do like I did and call 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com.
All right, good morning to you, Jetta Cameron, John Ritchie. On this Wednesday morning, well, this is a big show. Rob Thompson later on today. Ross Tucker. I mean, this is also one of those, like, what's he going to say days as it relates to A.J. Brown. I will tell you, in the history of our show, going back to the midday show, of which me, John, and James have been together now for almost 9 years, I think the number one what's he going to say show, and he actually said nothing because it got canceled, I think, was Ben Simmons showing up to training camp 1 year. Remember, we did a whole show. Ben's talking at 2 o'clock.
Is that when they got kicked out?
That was, yeah.
I think so, Rhea.
He started practicing with his cell phone in his pocket?
Yes. Yeah. And then he chose not to play, yeah. And then he never played for the Sixers again, and they traded him, like, what, 2 months later, James? Mm-hmm. Something like that?
Yeah.
Those are
oh, and we missed them the, so desperately.
I mean, Howie and Nick, what are they going to say after 23? Remember, they waited, the delay, that was a big
awful.
One, too.
Yeah.
Remember how bad they looked?
Yes. Ooh,
they looked like they had been like awake for a month
double
straight.
Death. Yeah.
Yes.
Rhea, what will A.J. Brown say today?
I don't think he's going to go the route of you blew it up, you know, it got overblown. Because mm-hmm. you can't sell that. It's just, it's not sellable because of the words he chose. He could just say, you know, I'm emotional. To me, that's the way you do it. Is just go, listen, I'm an emotional guy. I don't have problems when guys like get emotional during games because I think that gives certain players an edge.
Sure,
it's just
of course.
It's what drives people. And so I think if he just comes out and just says I was really emotional and I should probably stay away from Twitter, but he's not going to.
Yeah, so I think
he can very easily say, yeah, I was frustrated with myself. I was frustrated with my own performance.
He's not going to say that. I don't think.
He tweeted. He chose this.
Exactly.
Like this, we did not have to be talking about this. It's because he tweeted. He chose to do it. And
totally.
He has been through this multiple times. He knew exactly what was going to happen. Exactly what was going to happen.
One thing he's been told repeatedly by his PR department that something needs to be done, right? Yeah, some sort of
resolution, response and resolution needs to take place here.
You may not want it, though. We don't know what he wants to do.
Yeah, we don't know that, James. We don't know if he wants to be here. We really don't. So, I mean, I think he, in an ideal scenario, wants to be here, but he might be at that point where, like, I can't get to near an ideal scenario.
The only thing where I because I don't think it's as much about 2023. Yep. The one place where I'll agree with you, what we kept hearing in 2023 were the problems between Sirianni and Hertz.
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Which they've appeared to have gotten past. There's, with AJ and Jalen, you just wonder.
Oh, listen, it's pretty well understood by people around the team that they do not have a good relationship anymore.
Which is,
it is what it is. Yeah. And do I think that contributes to this? Probably. I mean, the fact that they were so close and apparently now are so not, that's not good.
It's a problem.
All right, a couple quick things, and then Sheil Kapadia joins the show. Turkey Bowl, if you missed it, we made the announcement yesterday of the schools that are finalists for Turkey Bowl this year. Congratulations to Audubon and Haddon Township, one of the featured games as a finalist. Audubon and Haddon Township. Also, too, are Haverford and Upper Darby. And so, too, are Newman Goretti and South Philadelphia High School. So those six schools, those three games.
Awesome.
Yeah, eligible to have, you know, your game, whether it's Thanksgiving Day or the week of Thanksgiving, featured here on WIP. The voting process has begun. It will run through November 7th. So you got about 5 weeks to vote. By the way, welcome to October, which means welcome to playoff baseball. But also here, as it relates to Turkey Bowl, it is the voting phase now at 94WIP.com for you to vote. And congrats to those six schools, and two of them will be featured with the game here on WIP. All right, let's talk to Sheil Kapadia. He joins us every single Wednesday at this time, and Sheil is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL and CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game on Sunday, every Sunday, all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Good morning, Sheil.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Oh.
Doing great.
Overloaded with topics, Sheil. Holy mackerel. So, Sheil, I want to get to the film and what specifically you saw, but let's just start where we just were. You know, you've seen the AJ thing up close, not as a beat reporter anymore, but you're totally in tune with what's going on for 3.5 years now. How with him here? How do you think he will handle it today?
Yeah, I think he will probably say, you know, I think Rhea's on the right track there, that he'll say, I'm emotional, you know, maybe I feel like we have so much potential in this room and I see the talent on this offense and I want us to be better because we have bigger goals than just winning a week four game. And maybe I shouldn't react like that, but it's easy to get frustrated, but I'm looking forward and getting ready for the Broncos. Now, he's a thoughtful guy, and I don't, you know, I know John mentioned the PR thing. I don't think he's someone who is going to be told what to say or how to handle it or anything like that. So I might be wrong about that, but I would imagine he will admit to being frustrated, but also trying to spin it forward here.
Yeah, go ahead, John.
How often has AJ, when you look at the tape, how often has he given up on routes? How badly has he contributed?
Yeah, you know, I never am one who says I can just tell from watching the film that this guy's giving up on routes. I mean, in this game, there were clear frustrations. You know, they call a screen, and he's getting tackled 2 yards behind the line of scrimmage without having a chance, and he's frustrated about that. They're trying double moves in the second half, and Jalen Hurts, who is generally a very accurate downfield thrower and has been his entire career, the ball sailing 3 feet out of bounds. I mean, I think A.J.'s frustration in this game was not due to lack of targets. The targets that were thrown to him had no chance. I mean, it was either inaccurate passes or it was play calls where the defense had a beat on it, and they know exactly what's coming, and they're sitting on a little comeback route, and by the time the ball gets there, it's being knocked away, and he doesn't have a chance. So he had, like, no chance, in my opinion, to actually make plays in this football game despite getting 9 targets.
And a big part of that is Jalen's resistance to taking risks, it feels like. Have you seen quarterbacks who actually improve at that, like during a season? Because it does seem like something that we need to address, like his willingness to take a chance.
Yeah, I mean, the things in this game, he was throwing those passes. He was throwing it downfield. There were 2 double moves in the second half, and Jalen Hurts made those passes. They were just bad passes that went out of bounds. Now, to your general point, I would say one of the things that, you know, if we're looking at our strengths and weaknesses as different quarterbacks, yeah, I think Jalen Hurts is more, especially in the middle of the field, not willing to cut those passes loose maybe as much as other quarterbacks. But, you know, part of this to me is, well, how's he being coached? Because he has 1 turnover the entire season, and, you know, that's a reason why they're 4-0. And so if the coaches are telling him, hey, if you're not sure about it and if it looks cloudy and if you think the safety might break on it and you might get intercepted, go ahead, tuck the ball away, run, pick up 6 yards, and we'll move on to the next down. So there's always a balance there between Hurts' personality, how he's being told to play. But I think you are correct. If there's, you know, if there's one thing about Hurts is that, you know, there are throws. And I haven't seen it a lot this year, actually, to be honest. But I think last year when we were talking about it, that was more of an issue.
So, Shiel, let's get to a really important AJ question. And this has come up a lot this week. Is he getting open as much as he used to? I mean, I've had a lot of people say no. I've had some people speculate and say he's affected by old injuries. I've had some people say he actually won't be as good anymore because of those old injuries. Is he getting open as much as he used to?
Yeah, he's not, on this film and this season, he is not separating maybe as much as we have seen in previous seasons. Now, I will say there have been, even in previous seasons, he wasn't always someone who was just like an elite route runner who's creating yards of separation. I mean, his strength is his physicality, and he just needs a small little window to get the football. We just saw it, not this last week, but the week before. I mean, he wasn't wide open on those throws 2 weeks ago, and he's getting the football in the second half against the Rams, and he's overpowering defensive backs, and then he's making plays after the catch. So that part of his game is still there, where maybe you need to trust it a little bit more, even if it's not massive separation. You still need to give him a shot there. And listen, part of this is scheming. I would imagine A.J. Brown watches a team like the Los Angeles Rams and what they do with someone like Puka Nacua, for anybody who watched. And he's saying, I can't believe the offense I'm playing in and the opportunities I'm getting versus somebody like that who's playing for Sean McVay. So I think that's a part of it, too. I think all these things are adding up. And listen, you can see on film he is an unhappy and frustrated player. I mean, when he's catching the ball, when he's not catching the ball, when he's gesturing to the sideline, when he's I mean, all these things are showing up. It's not just in a post-game tweet. It's not just in a locker room interview. You can see it on film during the 60 minutes the Eagles are playing.
So, Shiel, all sorts of good stuff here. Let me throw this one at you as it relates to the potential evolution of the offense. So the kind of stuff the Rams run, do you think Hurts would be effective in that type of offense if the Eagles ran those type of plays? I have a theory that a lot of this is an outgrowth of what the Eagles coaches for a couple years have felt Hurts is best at and not best at, and they just go to what he's best at often. Do you think he would be effective if they evolve it to the type of plays that would suit AJ?
Yeah, I think there's a balance there. I think you're right about that. I mean, the coaches, different coordinators they've had, and they have not moved to a lot of that stuff. And, you know, to be more specific, some of it is just, hey, can you mix in some under-center play action and get A.J. Brown, you know, running a deep crosser down the field? Those types of plays where it's not just static, it's not with his momentum coming back to the line of scrimmage, and it's not just a go ball down the sideline, a little bit more variety to free him up. So, yeah, and you know what? Jalen Hurts' preference might be, hey, I don't want to run those types of plays. There are quarterbacks in the NFL like Joe Burrow. They don't like running that kind of offense where they're turning their back to the line of scrimmage and running play action. So, yeah, I don't have an answer for you for why it looks the way it does. I think we've had this conversation now for multiple years. Is it the coaching? Is it Jalen Hurts' preferences? Should we even be complaining at all because the team never loses? So all
that's
those
the thing. It feels you feel guilty. I feel guilty bringing it up, but it's so feast or famine. Why is it so feast or famine, this offense this year? I look around and you know, even like substandard offenses, they're throwing for, you know, 250 yards, and it's, you know, just, you know, normal, commonplace. But it feels like we, with all this talent, it should be like breathing, but it's not. Why is it such, why is it always such spikes?
And in this last game, I mean, it was pretty clear where in the first half, the Bucs came out with a plan that, hey, we're going to blitz Jalen Hurts. And that's what the Eagles were expecting. I thought it was one of the best halves Jalen Hurts has played. I mean, he was on fire. He was decisive. The ball was coming out. It was pretty much the ideal version of a Jalen Hurts-led offense. And then in the second half, the Bucs say,
Didn't they just blitz once? They blitzed like one time.
And they played zone coverage, and the Eagles couldn't complete a pass. And so it's like, where, you know, the other team is going to adjust. So you did a great job game planning during the week, but the other team's going to adjust. And when they adjust, what are your answers? And they literally didn't complete a pass.
Could you say, Shiel, that the other team did a better job of adjusting in this game against the Buccaneers?
Oh, that was obvious. Yeah, I mean, their defense against the Eagles' offense. When you go 0-for-8 on 11 dropbacks in the second half, and they changed what they were doing, and you can't even figure out a way to get, you know, a first down on a possession. I thought that was pretty obvious in this game. That might have been one of my biggest concerns from the game, is that they did something different defensively in the second half, and you had no answers. You didn't know how to adjust to that.
So now it feels like, despite the win, we have been outcoached by that Tampa team, now 5 out of 6 times?
Well, the Eagles could respond. We got them in the first half, and go check the scoreboard, we won. So yeah,
that's true. You're right. You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. The Eagles won the game, and that is the bottom line.
And Shiel, their ability to win ugly is honestly unlike anything I've ever seen in sports. I've never. By the way, Shiel, I don't know if you know this. This to me is alarming because we started the show on a 23-24 comparison of this year. Do you know, Shiel, that the Eagles have been outgained in all 4 games again this year?
Yeah.
As they frequently were in 23 before they collapsed?
I did not know that. And the two comparisons I've heard the most are last year's Eagles. But the other one that I think might be more apt is last year's Kansas City Chiefs. I mean, do you remember that? They were winning a lot of close. Now, they went 15-2 and went to the Super Bowl. So I think Eagles fans would sign up for that. But, you know, there was this sense around them that, is this real? They're winning a lot of close games. It doesn't feel right. And you kept saying, well, look at the record. They're atop the standings. You know, if you look at every team that's gone 4-0 since 2000, no team has had a worse point differential through 4 games than the Eagles. And last year's Chiefs had the same point differential. So they both won those 4 games by 20 points. Now, listen, they have won 4 games. It's early. Last year at this time, we didn't know what we had with this football team. So there's a lot of time to evolve here. But we just go based off of what we've seen through the first month.
Shiel, we have a problem with the Saquon pass protection. Is this something that a different back might have a better chance? Or is our defenses just really doing a great job of scheming up our backs and isolating the backs, making it tough on them? What can we do to be better at picking up blitzes?
Yeah, it's weird because I don't think it's been an issue for Saquon Barkley throughout the course of his career, but you're right. It's popped up pretty much every week this season where there have been reps during the game where you say, oh, that's on the back there. And it's not always a blitz. Sometimes it's a blitz. Sometimes it's one of these where they just rush 4, but you don't know which 4 are coming. You know, Todd Bowles was doing that in the second half.
That's the second half. That's what gives this offense so much trouble. The simulated pressure thing.
Correct.
Where you got like people milling around the line of scrimmage, you're not sure which 4 it's going to be, but then it's just 4 and the other, you know, 2 or 3 drop out. that got us 2 years ago at the start of the season, and here it is again, rearing its ugly head. So what was good for dealing with that, Shield, the RPO stuff?
You know, I feel like whenever there's confusion and the defense is playing zone coverage behind it, that's what's given Hurts and really the whole offense a lot of issues. You know, I don't think the book on him anymore is, hey, send these big blitzes. I think it's, hey, let's send those simulated pressures. We'll rush it. You know, we'll rush our slot corner. We're going to drop our edge rusher into coverage, make him hold on to the football. That has given them a lot of issues. And so everybody needs to be on the same page there with their blocking assignments. You want to try to avoid a free rusher because you've still got five or six guys to block for. You should be able to block it up. But they haven't been as buttoned up with that this year.
Shield, good work. I mean, great work, as always, my man. Look forward to talking to you next week. And by the way, hopefully for the next month about the Phils. We know no one gets more fired up for the Phils than you do, and I hope it's a long journey into November with a parade the first week of November. Thanks, Shield.
That's right. Go Phil. See you guys next week.
You got it, buddy. Shield. Speaking of the Phils, we got a Twitter poll question of the day related to the Phils. It's brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Make sure you check out Armin Certified One Owner. Pre-owned pickup trucks and SUVs at ArminChevy.com. That's ArminChevy.com. Together, let's drive. Poll question. So, you know, I think we feel pretty confident Trey Turner's going to lead off. Bader won't. So the question is this. With Bader now not leading off, who should back cleanup? I mean, you know they're going to have Schwarber 2 and they're going to have Bryce 3. I mean, I think. I mean, they could go with Schwarber 4, but I don't think they will. Who should back cleanup? Seltzer, should we have Schwarber in this poll for cleanup?
No.
Three choices for who should back cleanup. Bader, Boehm, JT. Bader, Boehm, JT. Who, in your opinion, should back cleanup for the Phils? You can get voting at Sports Radio WIP on Twitter, and certainly you can wait on the phone lines as well.
Well, where are you putting Bader otherwise?
Two. Excuse me.
Five or six, probably.
Well, no, I was going to advocate two or three if you had Harper 2 and Schwarber 4.
They're not doing that.
They're not going to do
that. It's just not happening.
No way.
Schwarber's batting second.
Yeah.
Well, Schwarber had a lot of time this year batting 4.
Yeah, but he hasn't in a while.
I know, but Bader's here now.
I don't think it's going to happen. Okay. I feel pretty confident.
All right. So Bader's dropping to 6.
He's dropping a 4, 5, or 6.
Hmm.
I think he's not dropping below 5. I think he's 4 or 5. But we ask you, who should bat 4, which has been a heck of a problem for the Phillies when they go south in the postseason. Boehm 23, whoever the heck had a crack at it last year, they go south at 4. Teams pitch around Bryce. He gets walked a million times. Four-hole hitter comes up and clunks it out. It's been a problem. Who should back clean up? We'll talk to Rob Thompson about that next hour. When I say next hour, I mean 8 o'clock. Phone calls and all this, 215-592-9494. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie. It is, of course, as always, 94 WIP. All right, let me tell you about PI Dental Center, how they've helped me through the years, and how they can help you as well with their decades of experience in complex dental treatment. They are, in a word, phenomenal. But I could give you another word, sensational, incredible, tremendous, whatever word you want to pick on that type of thing. They're phenomenal at what they do. They're awesome. And they specialize in the restoration and replacement of teeth. I mean, they are great for the year-to-year maintenance thing. That's what I've had, and that's how they help so many people. But they also help so many other people with big-time improvements of a major problem with your teeth. So if you're struggling, get yourself to Dr. Glenn Wolfinger and Dr. Robert Slough. They're both board-certified prosthodontists. They're awesome at what they do and available for you. They're located in Fort Washington. Make sure you start with their website, PIDentalCenter.com. As always, visit PIDentalCenter.com to request your new patient evaluation.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly what people outside of Cleveland think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.